get in there.
I really don't.
You will go in there, and you will spend quality time with your grandfather, and that is final.
But... hi, Grandpa.
Well, hello there, grandson. What are you doing today?
Hanging out with you, apparently.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. So what are you doing today?
I'm just spending some time reading my Bible.
Isn't that what you do every day?
Pretty often, yeah.
I figured you'd be finished by now. I mean, it is a long book, but you're...
old?
I didn't say it.
Well, you're right. I am old. And you're right. I have read the whole thing, but I never finished. It seems that every time I read it, God has something new to show me.
Or maybe you just need to work on your reading comprehension.
Well, let me give you an example. Right now, I'm reading the Easter story. I'll share some of it with you. Let's start in...
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
No. How about Genesis?
Oh,
but that's not the Easter story. That's the Garden of Eden story.
And what do you know about the Easter story?
I know the story pretty well. We go to the Easter pageant at church every year.
Oh, do you? Well, we'll see. Let's move on with our story. God's people had been waiting for someone to save them for generations. They'd been at war. They'd been without a homeland. They had even been slaves. But their prophets had told of a coming Messiah who would deliver them from the hands of their enemies.
This is more like it. This is the Easter story.
And on a silent night in a manger, God did send his son to be our Savior.
Oh boy.
Thank you.
story either. That's the Christmas story. Manger, baby, wise guys, star, not the Easter story.
What do you know? You don't even know where your chicken comes from.
Yes, I do. It comes from Giant Eagle.
Exactly. Now, can we get back to the story? It was tough to follow God back then. You had to live by the law, and it was a very complicated law. One of the things they had to do was take their best, most pure lamb, take it to church, and kill it as a sacrifice.
Okay, that's disgusting. Who keeps a lamb anyway?
Back then, most everybody. Having sheep meant having food. They could provide for a family for a long time. God wanted his followers to give their best to him. Moses sprinkled blood on the church and everything in the church to make it holy. God said without the spilling of blood, there could never be forgiveness.
Okay, now we're back into the Old Testament. Can we get to the actual Easter story? You know, palm branches, the Last Supper, the cross, he is risen, and the big finish?
Okay, we'll get to that part. So, Jesus grew up, and he started his public ministry. He healed the sick and taught us about God's love for us. There was buzz all over Israel about this guy. Could this guy be our king? Could we finally have the great leader we've waited for? Needless to say, by the time Jesus did show up in Jerusalem, the crowds were pretty excited.
Worship and we sing, for he alone is.
It's all one story. So what's next? The Last Supper?
Works for me.
Okay, here we go. Israel thought that Jesus was going to be a great and powerful king, and that he would slay their enemies and make Israel the most powerful nation in the world. But the people who were in charge were worried that Jesus was going to take over the government, and they were busy plotting his downfall. In the middle of all this, it was time for Passover, a very traditional, very special holiday, sort of like what Christmas is for us. So when Jesus sat down to eat dinner with his disciples, they didn't know it was going to be their last meal with him.
As you take this bread, and as you take this cup, remember what I've done for you. As you take this bread, and as you take this cup, remember what I've done for you. For this bread, this is my body broken for you. And this cup, this is my blood spilled for you. As you take this bread, and as you take this cup, remember what I've done for you.
my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me.
And then the cross, and then the tomb, and then the big finish. This is just like the Easter pageant.
Is that how it went? I seem to remember reading a little bit more than that. You see, it was becoming obvious and evident that Jesus was becoming incredibly popular. And the religious leaders couldn't have that. They weren't willing to give up power. At the same time, the more Jesus said, the more it became obvious that he wasn't claiming to be Israel's next king. He was actually claiming to be the Son of God. A lot of people thought he was a lunatic. They thought he was dangerous. They just didn't know what to do. And then finally, they said, we just can't follow him. And then, you remember how excited they were when he came to Jerusalem?
Yeah.
Well, they were just that emotional, but this time they were angry, murderously angry. So they arrested Jesus. And as his mother and some of his disciples looked on, they took out generations of frustration and anger on the only man who didn't deserve it.
as you take this bread and you take this cup, remember all I've done for you. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Forgive them these sins.
And then the Son of God died. Even though he could have called hundreds of angels to protect him, he didn't.
He did it willingly, like a lamb to...
You got it. The Lord of all creation, the Lion of Judah, became a sacrificial lamb for our sins. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord.
Oh, the lion became a lamb, and God became a man. He left his home in glory so he could die for me. Oh, the lion became a lamb, and love stretched out his hand as his blood flowed to the ground from Calvary. And we sing, holy and worthy, Jesus, who is the great I am, and we give honor and glory to the Lion who became a lamb. Oh, the Lion became a lamb. Became a lamb, so we could understand that his love will last throughout eternity. And we sing, holy and worthy, to Jesus, who is the great I am, and we give honor and glory to the Lion. It was for my sin that he laid down his life, but he rose from the dead, and now I see. And we sing, holy and worthy, to Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, and we give all.
to Adam and Eve our sin, the sacrifices, it really is all one story.
Exactly. We have been separated from God since Adam and Eve. We all sin. So after years of us giving our best,
God gave us His best, Jesus. He became the sacrifice that we couldn't make. He went through all of that torture, even death. Because of me?
Because of us. God's love is bigger than our sin. And when you see God's love with your own eyes, it's the most beautiful and humbling thing you'll ever see.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So what do you say? Is it time for that big closing musical number? I could whistle it for you.
I think it's time for dinner.
Okay, let's do that instead. Thank you for spending time with me today.
I really enjoyed it.
Me too. Now, let's go see what your mom has planned for dinner.